Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. It was likely the last Iowa high school-sponsored activity held in the entire state before the onset of COVID-19, with several Pella and Pella Christian speech students able to be recognized for their efforts. Joining us on today's program is Ella Van Zee, Josephine McDonald, and Maggie Leach, all All-State nominees from Pella High School. Wish we were talking under better circumstances, but we're here with some of the All-State speech students from Pella High School. First of all, you guys had a unique end to your individual speech season where you had to kind of perform in a different venue than you were planning on. Let our listeners know what that experience was like right as this school closure and activity closure stuff was starting to happen.
Yeah, so we were supposed to perform in Grinnell, which was going to be fine, and it was going to be very fun and exciting. But last minute, the state shut down all the speech performances and all the state speech contests that were going to be happening on that Saturday. So we ended up moving it to Pella, and Pella Christian also came and performed. And we hired some judges, and so that's how we performed and got our ratings and then got All-State nominations.
Yeah. It was a little bit weird not having as many people at a state competition because with an entire Southeast Conference, there's a ton of people. So only having our two schools with like narrowed down people, it was kind of weird, but it was a really great chance for us to go and watch other people, which is always a good experience.
And Josephine, I'll start with you on this. Let our listeners know about your performance in particular, what you chose to perform as a part of your category, and kind of how that experience went on that Saturday, which is over a month ago now.
My poetry theme was childhood innocence and growing up and leaving your childhood behind. And the first poem in my set was about turning 10 and realizing that, oh, things are going to change now. And it's not going to be the same anymore, and you have to grow up. And the second one was from the perspective of a kindergarten teacher watching their students accept and love them, and then their parents and all the adults in their life be so judgmental.
Okay, so my storytelling was called Rindercella. So it is basically Cinderella, but all the letters are switched around. So for example, the first sentence was, once upon a time in a corn country, there lived a beautiful burl named Rindercella. So it was really fun to perform, and I got to perform in front of my family and my friends, which is always very fun, and it was super fun to do that in front of them.
So after dinner speaking is very different. You have to write your own speech about just a speech that you would perform at like a formal dinner party. And I love comedy. I love being funny and just making jokes out of things. So instead of doing like a serious topic, I really wanted to do something different. So I came up with the idea of having items under the couch cushions speaking to each other. So my main character that I portrayed was like a quarter, and that was just the leader of everybody. And then I talked about the warranty tag, the lost remote control, and then I talked about how we needed to plan an escape from our owner, Jackson, because his dog kept shedding everywhere. He didn't take care of the couch and it smelled bad. So yeah, that was my process.
And Josephine, as I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're on the ninth grade team?
Yes, I am.
So what, I guess this is probably not the first full year of speech that you expected. What have you been able to learn, though, with these coaches and some of the upperclassmen that may have helped your performance? And what does it mean to be able to get All-State recognition as a freshman?
I was ecstatic. I didn't think I would. I just expected to have a good time, and I really did. And all of the upperclassmen were really helpful. They really support everybody. And I got a lot of helpful tips from people who had lessons before me and practices before me. It was just great.
Ella, what did it mean to have the opportunity to be able to get All-State? Because as we've learned now, so many activities and sports have been canceled. A lot of the seniors won't have an opportunity, whether it's sports or other activities, to be able to perform this spring. What did it mean to be able to get that in before everything kind of closed?
It was super special for me because this was actually my first All-State nomination that I have gotten, both in speech and in any other activity. So it was really cool to be able to get that in. And it's cool now to look back and realize, like, that was one of the last things I did before we went into quarantine. So that's a really special memory for me.
And Maggie, I've interviewed you several times now about All-State speech, and you're a multiple-time qualifier. I imagine this year is a little extra special considering the circumstances, knowing that you were probably just a few days away from not even having that chance again.
Yes, it was very special because I have a lot of friends across Iowa that were very disappointed because they didn't get to have their state competitions. And I am so, so thankful for all of our teachers and coaches for really pulling together and getting all of the judges, because speech is one of my favorite activities. And if I didn't have a state competition, it would have been really upsetting. So I'm so glad that I got to compete with some of my best friends.
Once again, those were Iowa High School Speech Association All-State nominees from Pella High School. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com. Click on podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, and Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.